Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
Okay. And from Wreck My Podcast, Krieger.
Hello, everybody.
Hello there.
We are on the third issue of this Flash story arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out the last two episodes, as well as episodes 6 through 8, 109 through 115, and 148 through 154. And so this issue starts out. We've got Big Sur, after losing the Flash, he just starts going on a giant rampage through the city. And we have got another news camera crew that happens to, well, I guess they were at the courthouse, you know, doing their courthouse stuff. I do like how the...
I told you not to go for the close-up.
Yeah, like... But luckily, that was the second unit cameraman.
But here's my question,
the
though.
Junior cameraman.
Yeah. Like, when you're going for the close-up, what happened to the zoom button? As opposed to actually, like...
Right?
This I don't know how the camera works. I'm new. And then runs up to the
zoom back in the 80s.
Hey, no.
Well, they had
back
the zoom.
Back in the 80s, it still had zoom. I remember that one that my grandma had that weighed like 55 pounds, which is why she's only 5'2".
Those cameras were the shit back then.
Dude, they were awesome.
But now we have the, you know, cameras on our phones, so.
Wait, what? Our phones have cameras?
Well, our phones make phone calls, too.
Oh.
Crazy, right? Technology. So we just get this news reporter basically saying how Big Sur is after the Flash. We thought he was gone for some reason. That didn't sound right, but whatever. She says that we got a report from Mrs. Horton or Miss Horton that the Flash was caught off guard and took a direct hit from Big Sur. And then they try to get another comment, and she's like, "No, I don't want to comment anymore. I'm done." It's like,
yeah,
hold on, what? You literally, that's all you literally gave the whole story already. Like, you don't need to comment anymore for one, but now you're being like tight-lipped. Okay. We go back to the boys, and they are running away, and Flash is like, "No, I won't hurt you. It's fine."
Heard that one before.
Oh, damn. Until he realizes that they pulled off his mask.
Oh, I put my mask back on over my face.
Yeah, he gets the mask back on. He's like, "Oh no, one of those kids must have pulled off my cowl just before I regained consciousness. That means they've seen my face. The face of Barry Allen."
Nobody's gonna be able to your face that fucked up, dude. It literally looks like Big Sur fucking beat him to death with his dick.
Jeez, that's a bit aggressive.
Well, but the thing is though, like, he puts the mask back on, and then do you not think he would feel how his face is distorted?
I think so.
But then again, who knows?
Maybe he
might
ugly.
Also have brain trauma, you know? So that's, maybe there's that too.
Quite possible. I mean, he did just get smashed in the face by a giant futuristic flail. So
100%.
That wasn't enough to kill him with the huge spikes.
Nope.
Just really fuck his
face
up.
Yeah, no, exactly. So he decides that he needs to... There's only one medical expert he can go to that will...
That he trusts with his identity.
Yep. And... Yep. He goes running because he knows long journey.
Am I wrong? But it shows, first of all, and if you go to the next page where it shows him running up to the beach, you see red blood, and then as soon as it hits his boot, it turns to Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, I was actually just getting ready to comment on that. Like, what the hell?
I would assume that because he's running so fast,
it's warm.
That's actually, no, that's stupid. I don't know.
His boots are so warm from running that it's
yeah.
Maybe
know, smoldering the blood.
I mean,
but
I don't know.
Also, am I wrong? In the next slide, it shows him running over the water and then diving into the water?
It does look like
that. I
think
he tripped over his own foot.
Well, at the same time, he's instead of running a straight line like he should, he's running like up and back and around and zigzag. It's like you're wasting more energy serpentining than you would be just going, you know, from point A to point B.
This is the Flash. Straight line. Exactly. This is the Flash on drugs.
Yes. we get a quick couple panels of the Rogues celebrating the death of the Flash.
With some bubbly. A vintage year of bubbly.
Yeah. And they are like, oh yes, we did this. This is amazing. Yay. Yay us. It literally is just a stupid panel.
And then they throw their cups and break
Woo. We go back to the Flash and he made his way to he makes his way to Gorilla City. Because the gorillas of Gorilla City are the only ones he trusts with his identity.
Yeah.
And he knows that they are advanced technology-wise. So they know that they could definitely help him on the medical end. Of course, before he can actually get to Gorilla City, he passes out in the jungle and is about ready to be food for this giant... I was going to say panther.
First they show us a giant like snake/dinosaur. and then they show us a big cat.
Yeah.
That's about to jump on him. They're just like, forget about the big snake dinosaur. That's just there for fun.
It's to show how dangerous the where he's at is.
Yeah.
But before the jaguar, whatever the hell, cat thing
is. It's actually a house cat that's been hybrid by the denizens of Gorilla City.
I mean, it could be. You don't know.
I like my theory.
That's good. Good theory.
And then right here, he's like, no, no, Mr. Fluffy, and zaps him with a gun.
Yeah, and he... Now, would I be correct in assuming that he freezes him in midair? Or is he frozen on the ground?
That's the only thing I can think of, because the cat's just sitting up there like, panel. What's going on, man?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nice.
Yeah, no, he literally...
That's what I'm saying. Like, in that third panel, is he in the air, or is he frozen on the ground?
No, because...
It looks like he's frozen in the air.
Okay.
It's showing the sky behind him.
Okay.
So it's like,
is that okay? Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like, hey, hold, pause. Okay, let me get the Flash out of here, and then we'll hit.
I feel like they're just the reader gets to interpret that how they will.
It kind of, I mean, that's either way works. Either way, it just shows the advanced technology that the gorillas have.
Yeah.
So,
yes. So we get into
If we go to the next page, I don't know how you can explain the second panel. That one's itself a nightmare.
That's blurry vision from the Flash.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Okay,
I think it's supposed to be.
See.
Because he even says like, is that you, Salivar? Like, it's the Flash talking to Salivar. He can't really see. His vision is very badly distorted. And we're seeing his vision.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Thank you for explaining that.
Okay, cool.
I just thought maybe they did a really shitty job of, texturing it out.
Or, you know, this is just the Flash on drugs.
Yeah.
That is the 80s.
But the Salivar is like, don't worry, Flash, we'll get you fixed up, and you'll have your familiar face of Barry Allen once again.
And the Flash is like, come closer, I must tell you something.
Yeah, important. I've got a secret to tell, or I got something to ask you, and we don't know what it is.
But Salivar's like, yeah, sure, man, we can do that, no problem.
Yeah. It's like, I do not comprehend your motives, but consider the deed done.
We can do it in a flash.
Yes, which, I don't know about you guys, but I figured out exactly what they were doing at that point. Like, I thought it was fairly obvious what they were
going to do. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
He was going to pull a Michael Jackson.
Oh, become black?
Where's my blanket?
That's ignorant. So, after... I guess 7 hours, though, so we see how quickly...
Yeah, not even that. Like, apparently, like, everything is just more advanced for them.
Well, I mean, the gorillas, they're giant talking gorillas. Like, these guys are super advanced. And their city... Well, so the Gorilla City itself is hidden by a force field of their own making. And the city is very futuristic.
It's Gorilla Wakanda.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think.
Of which came first, Gorilla City or Wakanda?
Yeah. And to be fair, Wakanda in the comics was not as advanced as it is in the movies. When they first showed it. Yes. It is now. Like, it's one of those, the advancements were there, but the Wakanda they showed in the comics.
They weren't sheep herders?
Well, they showed that in the comics. And they had some advanced technology, but not as, like, super advanced as you saw in the movies. Again, I'm going off of context from like the Avengers and a couple other stuff that other comics that Black Panther has been in. We have yet to read those books. May have to put them in into the lineup.
Yeah,
we'll get to them eventually. So, so yeah, 7 hours later, Flash wakes up and he is, you know, talking, able to basically go on his merry way almost. I mean, his face is all wrapped up.
He's just got to drink a smoothie first.
Yeah.
That little hand touch they do seems a bit sensual to me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a handshake. It's more of Yeah. Like Flash is going in for a fist bump, and Salazar's like, I know this.
He's like, wait a second. Why is your hand so small? I'm just going to cover your small hand with mine. And then he touched his thigh.
I believe it is hand spooning.
That makes sense.
Flash would definitely be the little spoon.
So Flash is, so this has been basically all Saturday. Flash was all weekend, City.
All weekend, pretty much.
Well, yeah, because he says it's early Sunday evening, Central City time. That means not only will I be back in time.
That means he was pretty much, so, because he got hit Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Because that's when they left the trial.
So it took him all night
all
to get
Friday
to.
All Friday afternoon, evening, all of Saturday, and part of Sunday.
So as far as Central City is concerned, Big Sur knocked the Flash into next week.
Hey-o. You can leave now.
Mic drop, I'm out.
Don't drop these mics. Mics, they're expensive.
Mine doesn't actually drop.
That's fair.
It's on a boom.
Well, yeah, so in theory, yes, you're right.
It's at least 32 hours.
He got damaged, or he got injured Friday after the trial, so Friday afternoon. It took him probably all night to run to Grill City. So all day Saturday was his operation recovery.
I would disagree because he can run so fast. He should still, even hurt, he should still be able to get there within, I'd say, an hour or so. That would be my guesstimation.
I mean, in theory, he should be able to, yes. Because even the TV show shows him running around the world in a matter of seconds.
Exactly.
But
so even in his weakened state, I assume it'll probably take him a couple hours to get there. So. In theory, he's probably in Gorilla City all of Friday night through Sunday morning.
Well, he needs the recovery. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Now we're in the courthouse.
Yes. And we are talking to Professor Kingsfield.
Kingsfield, yes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
He's one of the foremost scientists and physicists. And a star pupil of Albert Einstein.
Okay, so this guy is.
And he's like, he basically says, even if he died in this time, he's still alive in the future, therefore couldn't really be dead in the past.
Yes.
Technically, if you think about it, since he hasn't been yet born, how could they accuse him of killing him?
And that's the whole point of that question.
Yeah.
So Slater doesn't even want to cross examine. It is a very logical thought process.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it doesn't hold water.
Because he's still killing somebody. It doesn't matter if the guy is from the future. When you die, you die. Like, right? Yep.
But, see, what if he finds out that he dies because of the trial of things, and then he decides not to come back into the past, then it would only be a different version of himself that died, and then his version of himself in this new reality would still be alive. So would he have actually, you know, ever even existed? All right, anyways, let's get out of that wormhole.
That's a giant wormhole.
Right, thank you.
Oh, jeez. So Slater calls his next witness, which is Rip Hunter. He is self-proclaimed Time Master.
Motherfucker. Oh.
Actually, the Rip Hunter in the Legends of Tomorrow. I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
He's awesome.
This dude looks like a douchebag, though.
This guy is a douchebag. And actually, the Rip Hunter I know from comics, really mainly New 52, is awesome. This guy looks like a douchebag. I haven't read much about him.
Yeah.
He looks like
he kind of reminds me of a dad. Never mind. Just carry on.
Okay. So Slater asks him, you know, how do you qualify as expert witness in time travel?
I've been around all the times, every time.
Yeah, he literally just talks about, oh, I've been...
No, you gotta do it in like a, I've been in a this and this and this.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. What does he say? I've been here from primordial times all the way to, what the fuck does that say? Oh, I've seen Neanderthals and mammoths, and I've seen the pyramids of Egypt when they were still brand new. I know all this shit, and you guys have no way that I can prove this to you, but trust me, my word is gold.
Thank you now, Mr. Hunter. I believe you got the general idea there. Thank you.
So he asks a question. He's like, so suppose during your sojourn to the 14th century, tragedy strikes and one of your men gets murdered by a 14th century perpetrator. Is he... You know, even if you brought the murder crewman back to his own 20th century, would he or would he not still be dead? And Hunter's like, yeah, as dead as a cart belly up. Like, he's dead as dead.
If you brought the body back, because
that's a normal thing they say back in the day.
Well, he's from the future, so they say in the future.
They probably don't even have carp in the future.
Because carp's a big thing in the future.
It might be. You never know.
Isn't that why they say carpe diem? Okay.
Actually, that's Latin, so it'd probably be in the past.
Time travel!
Damn it, it's in all the times for Rip because he's been in every time.
Yes. So he basically says, or Slater says, to reiterate, Mr. Hunter, you're saying that in regard to Eobard, and that they put Thane. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I actually did not.
It's actually supposed to be Thawne. Thawne. I don't know. This issue in particular just said Thane. But
yeah.
There is no doubt.
That dude in the middle is creepy as hell.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Like, that's the guy that we saw get whatever in, like, a couple issues, like, 10 issues back. And he's been just staring at everybody the entire time. He's egghead. He's very just. He's prominent for a reason. We'll get to those next issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get to those when you listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the future. And Slater says, there's no doubt in your mind his death was as real or as irrevocable as that of a non-time traveler. Talk about Thawne. And Rip's like, hey, you got a real way with words. But that pretty much says it. And yeah, so it's ultimately saying... This time master is saying, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
So it's manslaughter.
I like how this dude that's been through all the times and the future and the past thinks that this guy has a way with words.
Yeah. Well.
Like, right. That just makes me think that either Rip doesn't pay much attention or he's very uneducated.
So Rip in continuity now. And from when I read him, he was a individual that he'd go back in time to as like a fun thing to do. He doesn't mess up the time stream. He literally goes there just for the heck of it, but he does not get involved.
He just likes to watch. So he is like an OG.
Damn voyeur.
He is no G creeper.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
He's over there sitting in his time machine like, you remember that one time? When they invented the...
kinda.
God, it gets me all hot.
We go back to Big Sur, and he seems to be flying over this dump, and he sees this tiny little monkey on top of this wrecked car. So he goes to try to save the monkey, but one of the other gorillas from Gorilla City uses that, and it might even be the same one that found Flash, uses that freeze gun ray thing.
Stop.
Well, yeah, because if you remember, he says, I think it's in the previous issue, or no, it's earlier in this issue, he's like, I need you to do me one more favor.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell him what the favor is. We kind of like are able to deduce that it's like, hey, can you use your technology to, you know, fix
help
the,
out
whatever.
Big Sir?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't actually say
Big basically,
Sir.
Yes.
He says, well, can you do, help fix somebody's psyche and mental, you know, problems? And they're like, well, we don't really think the damage was that bad on you, Flash. And he's like, oh, no, it's not for me.
That's fair.
I don't know about therapy, but it's not for me. It's for a friend of mine.
So ultimately, yeah, what it is they are capturing, helping Big Sur, and they're going to basically take him to back to Gorilla City to fix him mentally. I love the two bums.
The hobos. Yep. They're like, John Abe's talking? What am I seeing here? It's like, that's
you mean
it.
It's like the one guy's like, you mean talking better than you and me?
Yeah, that's it. I'm getting off the sauce.
I'm with you, Chester.
I'm just going to drink grapefruit juice now. Because that's what you do.
Yep. I mean, you get the same kit, the flavor, I guess? Depending.
No, because grapefruit juice just takes away the flavor of everything else.
Okay, fair.
Like all the booze you pour into it.
And there you go.
We then go to the Rogues. They, this is sometime later. They got called by Big Sur.
To a junkyard.
To the junkyard. I think same junkyard, probably.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And so they're like, okay, this is getting out of hand. Big Sur contacted us. That's weird.
Yeah.
Why are we here?
He'd better have the dead body of the Flash.
Yeah, and...
Okay, I would just like to point out that, Captain Boomerang there.
Yeah.
Looks like he should be offering me meals on a flight.
Oh my. He works for Pan Am.
That's maybe.
Anyways.
And so what happens is that it was actually a setup. Big Sur is now speaking normally, and the Flash is there as well, and ultimately we get a fight between all of them.
With the Flash and Big Sur teaming up against the Rogues, and they just, well...
Well, I mean, we'll skip these pages, but yeah, it's Big Sur and Flash just pummeling the Rogues. And we get a quick backstory of what happened. Big Sur, you know, got taken to Gorilla City, he got fixed, and now he is... he doesn't want to be called Big Sur anymore, he's like, I'm going to take this outfit out off. Donate it to the Flash Museum.
He doesn't want to be called Big Sur anymore. He wants to be called Deep Penetration.
Yep.
I mean,
just call me DP, just like your mom.
He does say that, which is bad.
Or if you prefer for editing, call me Dr. Pepper.
Oh no, Deep Penetration is fine. I've got an explicit tag on this this thing for a reason.
Yeah, the reason's sitting right here.
So yeah,
thought it was E for everyone.
No. Ooh, no. So we've got Big Sur. I don't know. I know this is not the last time we see him. This may be the last time we see him in a Flash comic for some time. Because I know he actually pops up just recently, actually, in the newer DC books. He showed up at
one
point.
I'll take your word for
it. I'm sure you will.
I mean, as many of the DC ones that I've read, I don't remember ever seeing
him
other than these.
Fair. So we go back to the courthouse.
I love how it's just like casually, like, yeah, I have like the brain of a PhD now. It's no big deal.
I'm super smart. No big deal.
We go back to the courthouse, and Flash and Cecile are getting ready to go into the actual courtroom, and Flash gets stopped by Sid Dithers, or Mr. Dithers.
There we go.
Because he finally has an update on the basically case that Flash asked him to look into, which is Cecile's background.
Here's my thing, okay? You've got this information that you're trying to keep, you know, sort of secret. Like, you know, he's handed off to the Flashy. Why would you have her name at the top of that shit?
Yep, I was just thinking the same thing.
It's in the file. It's fine.
Don't worry. These are my secret files on everything that I've picked up for all of my
all my cases.
Yeah.
And Flash looks at it, and he is very surprised about what is in the information.
Egad, brain.
Nice. And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Kreger, please check out the Wreck My Podcast, where they talk about whatever they feel like talking about. You can find them on all major podcasting apps by searching Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.